Fear keeps you alive, panic gets you killed. 60% of people opt to think of the best outcome, that it will, somehow, work out. Whatever it is, they tend to panic. 10% of people opt to think of the worst, and they do whatever they can to prevent it. They use fear to be prepared. 30% of people sleepwalk. They never look to the outcome or the future or the consequences of their actions. They are not present. For the most part, they are in their heads, that are, the heads, either in the clouds or in the sewer, but not in the present moment. I don't like panic. It paralyzes me, so instead I look and see what's coming down the pike, and do what is in my power to make it the best possible outcome. I am a 10%er. It has happened, a few times, that I thought the good stuff will just keep on getting better, and I lost everything I worked for, everything I hoped to get. So my aversion of fear, in a way, here, caused me to cause disaster. So, over the years, I learned my lesson. I learned to remain vigilant, not out of fear, but out of wisdom. The quote above is from a police procedural, written by a woman. And although I don't like female writers, the book is good. And the thoughts of the heroine, a police detective, is a lesson in and of itself. She is part of the 10%, expect the worst and do what you can to mitigate the blow. In the soaring method, there is a move where you look at an area of your life, carefully look at where it's heading, and thank the mythical Vanya for warning you, so you can avoid disaster. People in the course, as asked, email me their conversation with Vanya, so I have a chance to get to know them better, get to see which group they belong to, the 10%, the 60%, or the 30%. Most of them are in the 60% group. Only one in the 30%, the unconscious group, and the rest are in the 10%, and even if they are not in effective action, they, at least, expect the proverbial SHT to hit the fan. Anxiety is a fear of the future. When you sense where life is heading but you do nothing to change the trajectory. When you are in denial and you prefer positive thinking to effective action. Fear is in the moment. If there is no reason to be afraid, it is anxiety. And in most of life there are only rare instances where fear is justified. Instead of fear, the smart ones substitute foresight and action. Obviously, there is no guarantee that the actions will be effective, but when you are more interested in having a good life, having things turn out, than fretting of something that isn't happening. But when you are in action, you feel good about yourself, even if what is threatening to happen is horrific. One of the certainties you can always have that, on some mystical level, you always cause what is happening. I know, how, why should you? That is why I say on some mystical level, because it is hard to see, and even harder to fathom. In a recent webinar we talked about a distinction that is probably harder to understand than most other distinctions, and yet everyone can track it in reality. The distinction is called, being a clearing. A clearing for something. Much like an invitation. In is the thing which you attract to yourself and to your life what you don't want, what you are afraid of, what you are trying to hide. Often you can only tell what you have been a clearing for after the fact, analyzing the rubble, as if you were a forensic scientist. On the surface you may be confident, or a positive thinker, or think you deserve, but in layers below that you know that you didn't do what it takes, you didn't learn what you need, you have no skills, or you think you are worthless. These are just some examples of layers below the surface. And those layers, the hidden ones, manifest only in occasional bad dreams, fears, and in your results. We could say that the clearing that you are comes from your narrative, form your interpretation of your inner and outer happenings. In this regard, it doesn't matter if your interpretation is accurate or not. The only thing that matters is that it makes you a clearing for more of that happening. Here is an example. You make a mistake. You beat yourself up. You decide that you've never been able to get it right. And miraculously, this is exactly what is going to happen in your life. But here is another example. You make a mistake. You look and you learn from it. You see that mistakes are the way to learn the most, so you set out to make mistakes that teach you. You grow steadily, in spite of, or because of the mistakes you make. Some of the underlying layers are from your parents. Maybe they told you that you are worthless, or that you are never going to amount to much. And you attract circumstances that come with some regularity to destroy what you are building. I have discovered in that same conversation a few days ago, that one of my underlying layers says, they don't want what I have. And we could safely say that this clearing wants to dominate my life. because it comes battling it out with my burning desire to make a difference. I think you have a similar inner dynamic where your conflicting layers of narrative are battling it out. So you can never truly win. How do you alter what you are clearing for? I honestly don't know that you can. What you can do is become a 10%er who is vigilantly watches out for the approaching doom, and get good at navigating around it. But first you have to gather your courage to face the truth. And for that you need to become a 10%er. In the Soaring Method course you have the opportunity to get Vanya's help in that. Is Vanya real? Yes and no. But I promise, without Vanya looking out for you, you'll never have the courage to look. Get your Soaring Method Home Study course. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring. I will keep registration open till Saturday morning, and then pull the course for now. I may not open it again until next year. If you think the course is for you, don't miss the deadline. Here is a video that says more about fear versus panic. How Vanya helps you have a better life.